today from that famous Cooping whānau. And of course, we've got a picture of Vappy up here, Auntie Vappy. She's on the wall right here at Irirangi Wātea. Well, Makiti owns the Hati Ngati Cafe in Ruatoria with her sisters. There, not only does the cafe boast the best coffee in the Tairawhiti, it's got free Wi-Fi, makes cooler lunches with a difference too. And today we're talking about working in COVID times. Makiti, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Thank you for inviting me to speak with you today.
Oh, well, hey. I remember the I used to pop down and see Ken down the road from you guys at the radio station. And, of course, travelled down to wave goodbye too to our beautiful Auntie Vappy. She was such a fashionista, a stylish woman. I wonder, is that you too, Makiti? Have you got a sort of super rig on at the moment that you serve the customers with?
We don't compare apples to bananas. My nan is definitely her own in her league.
Yes.
I can't say I match her, but I think if you look at that Kahal video, it's not a really good picture of what I look like in the day's work as well.
Kia ora, Makiti. Tell us about the Hati Ngati Cafe. I like the name too, right from the get go, but how long have you been running the cafe? And
carry on.
Oh no, I was really just curious about how it's how COVID has affected trade and your mahi. But tell us about your background to cafe ownership.
Sure, it's actually my mum started our cafe, Hati Ngati Cafe, and that was her baby at the beginning. And at the time, she had dreamed that her daughters would come home and run it too. That was 5 years ago, I think 2014, summer of 2014. She had called me. I was living in Christchurch, and she said, "Hey, the building down the road is going to be leased, and I'm thinking of running a cafe." And my mum hasn't run a cafe before, and between my sisters and I and our hospo experience, we've worked in one, we've never really run one. My sister under me, Taihiri, she's was doing quite a bit of mahi in hospital and training people to do, barista work and stuff like that. And she was living in Palms North, I believe, at the time. Sorry, Auckland. Mum had the dream. She's always wanted to start a business on the coast. She knew some years ago that that's where her forever was going to be. She started it from scratch. She was up in the walls painting it, and they're renovating, and we came in, not with heaps of funds, and she made it work. And by the time I'd come home for the Christmas holiday, I think I took just a little time off mahi, and Mum was opening the doors, and I was surprised. And at that time, I said to Mum, what I was doing down south was working in a kura and we're providing kai for our kids. And I'd said to Mum, maybe we just have to look at the numbers. Maybe there's a way that we can broaden our horizons, not just have it focused on a cafe. 5 years down the track, we've learnt a lot. We move into now owning the building, and it's become our whānau business. And just in the last year, my sister Taihiri and I have officially taken over. And we've just had our first year in business. My sister Taihiri and I, so her and I run the cafe. Mum's moved out and left us with all her mātauranga that she's learnt over the time. I moved back home. I decided to move home and help her, and I've been home for the last, I feel like the years, they just go by really fast. Well, we're in year seven now, so I've been home for about 4 years, 5 years. But, then I spent the last year doing it, and, of course, we've had COVID all in between there. To be honest, lockdowns were really awesome at the start. It was our first break for a while as a whānau, and it was kind of needed by that point. They always say 5 years in business, eh? That's when you start seeing the fruits of your labour.
Indeed, and as the old Remington guy said, I like the food so much I brought the building. So good on good on you. Also, we know that in a smallish town like Ruatoria, you've got limited population really, but so you have to think a little bit outside the square. I know you're doing a lot of plant-based food and making lunches for Kura, which is another strand to it, rather than just waiting for the Aucklanders who are going to drive by 35 and pick up a latte on their way around the coast.
Yeah, and we knew that there was always going to be something hard, you know. I've worked in cafes and prime locations in Napier, in Wellington, and even those, you know, it's a hard business. Cafes are, what I learned in that space was cafes are require a lot of foot traffic, and we don't have a lot of foot traffic in Rotorua, being off the state highway as well. It has to be, you know, a destination place that people drive to with intent to go there. Marketing has been something we're still learning as well. It's not like we all came in with these. We've had to learn a lot along the way. So we knew cafe was always a hard business to go into, and it was struggling from the start, and we had to figure out things on the way, and we have changed our menu heaps of times. We've tried things, as you say, we've done plant-based, we've done keto things. We've changed the style and the way we work as well. Sometimes we'll do like a pop-up. So in level 3 lockdown, the last few lockdowns, we did a pop-up restaurant rather than just opening up straight away. And to be honest, our cafe actually hasn't been open for the last year. So as you mentioned, we've been doing the lunches in schools. And that was really a kind of pivotal change for us. We're still upgrading our kitchen. We landed contracts with lunches in schools, and one of the first moves we've done was actually close the cafe because we don't have the capability to do everything. It's just my sister and I, so we're trying to do lunches and then have the cafe open, and we do catering contracts around the coast as well. And then we do things like the kai packs for the Maunga tours. And so with everything going on a day, if everything was booked in, it was too much and we couldn't spread our stuff. So we've had to really prioritise things and focus on stuff and slowly rebuild ourselves and renovate our kitchen. And our kitchen is really small. We couldn't service more kai stuff. So that's what we decided to put our energies into. Fix that up so that by the summer we can reopen our cafe and then we can earn more mahi. But it's, you know, we've had a lot of support from whānau in many ways. You know, aunties come in and will help clean up. At the start there, you know, aunties would come in and help clean up and kazis would come over and help, you know, help us move things around. And the cafe, it's a huge site. The cafe is just at the front, but actually we have a really big area at the back that we've in the past done a lot of events out of, and we hire out spaces for meetings. It's been a really kind of big journey and long journey for our whānau. We've all been learning together as we move forward together.
Well, your nanny would be very proud to know that you're home and that you're committed to Rotorua, which is an amazing warmth about it and a wonderful community that seemingly support each other. And, you know, long may that be the case. And anyone travelling, when we get the chance, you guys, make sure to pop on in the Sea Market and get yourself a kai from the Hati Ngati Cafe in Rotorua. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about your business and your whānau. It's been wonderful to talk with you. Thanks, Makere.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Ngā mihi. I'll be looking forward to popping in there one day as well when we get there. And all the best to the whānau there from Te Rerangi o Ngāti Porou, just down the road from the Hati Ngāti Cafe. Okay, well, let's swing across to